you, then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love. Anytime you want to, you can turn me on to. Anything you want to, anytime at all. When I taste your lips, oh, I start to shiver. Can't control the quivering inside. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love.
Two hit from 1966. And speaking of groovy, we have a lot of groovy stuff coming your way on this very, very long medley of memories. So let's start out with this one from 1964 for Sandy Gaither. It's the Beach Boys. They've been playing all summer long. Back-to-back for Mary Helen Hawthorne. Her all-time favorite 60s songs are coming up next, followed by a hard-driving keyboard classic from Grand Funk, and we're going to dedicate that one to the memory of her brother Charlie, who was a great keyboardist for a legendary Vermont band named 8084.
It's all right.
they became famous for being a prog rock outfit, the Moody Blues were a straight rock and blues band. And here's their number 10 single from 1964.
We've already said
in 1968 that Eric Clapton recorded the guitar solo for the Beatles song While My Guitar Gently Weeps at EMI Studios in London. This one's for Marty Morse.
It's turning.
This next song was a song about a journey of mankind over a 10,000-year span and was number one in the U.S. for 6 weeks in 1969. Now, I'm going to be completely honest. I despise this song, but hey, it may be one of your good memories, and that's what I do here. I play your memories. But if this is one of your good memories, I would hate to hear about your bad ones.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95-95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight,
so very far away. Maybe it's only yesterday.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
Okay, now for something completely different. I'm going to slow it down a lot with the number two song from 1963, and I'm sending this one out to Penny Capron.
And other fancy stuff. Oh,
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee.
Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whenever they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name.
Oh, Puff the magic dragon by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee.
A dragon lives forever, but not so little boy. Wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the Cherry Lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave.
Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee.
Jim Waters discovered a new favorite last week when I played a Gene Pitney song. So for Jim, here's another one.
Say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. Never, never, never go home again. Oh,
Long As I Can See the Light, which was the B-side to Looking Out My Back Door in 1970 for CCR. And yes, that was John Fogerty on sax. This Graham Nash song peaked at number 9 in 1982 for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and it featured harmony vocals by Timothy B. Schmidt of the Eagles. Okay, this is amazing, just really amazing. In America, it entered the Billboard Hot 100 in October 1974 and had a 13-week run, peaking at number 22. With their incredible a cappella version of a Neil Young song, it's Prelude.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree.
There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1917. I was lying in a burned-out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the skies. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie.
Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and banners flying all around the chosen one.
All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun.
It was on this date in 1994 that Nicky Hopkins, perhaps the greatest keyboard session man in rock and roll history, died of complications from intestinal surgery. Now, these are just a few of the great songs that Nicky played on. You're 16 by Ringo Starr, Revolution by the Beatles, Getting in Tune by The Who, Mr. Pleasant by The Kinks, And She's a Rainbow, Gimme Shelter, Tumbling Dice, Angie, and Waiting on a Friend for the Rolling Stones. And that's just a few. What we're going to do right now is play three songs in a row, back to back to back, featuring the great piano skills of the late Nicky Hopkins.
I was shivering inside. Thank you.
Songwriter Tom Johnson thought he had created a fictional town called China Grove near San Antonio, but later learned from a cab driver in Houston that China Grove was a real town in Texas. It spent 8 weeks in the top 10, peaking at number 15, and the minute it starts, people like, you know, an old guitar player like Fred Gilmette, for example, they start playing air guitar. Don't you, Fred? I did warn you this would be very, very long, and it has been. And I still have time for one more song. And before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. And that one other song? Nope, not quite done with Nicky Hopkins yet. He played piano on this one, too. We're going to end up the medley with this. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back on Monday. You is the
when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the body stank. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. Oh yeah, I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah, I watched with glee while you kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay.
Tell me, honey, I can't define it. Tell me.